Former R&B singer R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years behind bars for using his fame to subject young fans, some just children, to systematic sexual abuse. He was convicted of racketing and sex trafficking last year after being the ringleader of a decades-long scheme. The trial gave a voice to his accusers who had once feared their stories were being ignored.
Today was a very special but hard day for us. I personally, this happened to me a long time ago. I was 17. I'm 45 today. I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
There wasn't a day in my life up until this moment that I actually believed that the judicial system would come through for black and brown girls. I stand here very proud of my judicial system, very proud of my fellow survivors, and very pleased with the outcome. 30 years did he do this, and 30 years is what he got.
We're joined by Jim DeRogatis, the music critic and author who broke the R. Kelly story. Jim, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, Patricia.
R. Kelly was convicted back in September last year. Can you remind listeners of what the jury found?
The jury found him guilty on 18 counts of violating the Mann Act, transporting underage girls across state lines for sexual purposes, of racketeering, of spreading venereal disease, of sexual abuse. Of some 22 witnesses testified. Many of them I hadn't spoken to, but I know the names and have talked to 68 women over the years. I believe the lives he ruined are well over 100 or more. In 30 years of abuse since 1991, the first documented victim, in full glare of the world spotlight.
Walk us through what happened in court today.
Well, Kelly is sentenced to 30 years. The judge showed no consideration for his defense attorney, the same woman who helped reverse Bill Cosby's conviction. R. Kelly can't read, can't write. He was ripped off, taken advantage of by unscrupulous managers, and sexually abused as a kid himself by an older female relative and an older man. He never showed any remorse. There was no, he did not speak in court. There was no statement of regret or culpability. He has always denied all accusations against him and never taken responsibility for the lives he ruined.
So still no remorse?
No, none whatsoever. And he has been in prison since July 2019, when he was arrested in front of his luxury apartment in Trump Tower, Chicago. He was, denied the option for bail. But I'm not so sure we would have seen the conviction or the sentencing today if he still had the money and fame that he had at the height of his powers through the 90s, through the 2000s. He's broke, as he sang in the last song he released to the world, "I am a broke-ass legend." Justice is bought in America too frequently by money and fame. And that's what happened when he was first tried for making child pornography in 2008. Chicago has a lot to answer for, and the United States has a lot to answer for. Every system failed these dozens and dozens of young black girls, the courts, the schools, all but a handful of diligent cops, journalism by and large, the black church, the music industry especially. They all enabled him to continue preying on girls as long as the money kept flowing.
Devastating.
And he sold 100 million albums in his lifetime. 100 million records. Yeah.
What about the survivors of R. Kelly's abuse? As you heard earlier, there was a fear they were being ignored because they were black and brown women.
Yes. Yes, I interviewed those women that you played the audio clips from, first told their stories years ago. Race is central to this. As so many of the women said to me, I was a young black girl. Who was going to believe me? But you have to realize that women in general are not believed. You know, America just revoked a woman's right to control her own body. Two of the Supreme Court justices who made that decision were credibly accused of sexual abuse, and we did not believe Dr. Anita Hill or Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And, you know, the repercussions of not believing our sisters, our wives, our daughters, you know, have never been starker in America than they are today.
The court also heard Kelly had illegally obtained paperwork to marry singer Alia when she was 15 in 1994. She died in a plane crash 7 years later. But have her family or friends responded?
Her family has never spoken out publicly about the damage Alia suffered. Her uncle, Barry Hankerson, was Kelly's manager for the height of his climb to stardom, and Aaliyah's uncle. He also oversaw Aaliyah's rise to fame. But, you know, during the trial in Brooklyn, just across the river in Lower Manhattan, a three-story billboard rose that said, Aaliyah is coming. And it was to advertise the release, finally, of her music on streaming platforms. But someone very close to the family told me it was also a message for R. Kelly. So today's sentence is in part vindication for the damage he did to Aaliyah. But Aaliyah was never unique. I mean, she was one of dozens of young women of color that this predator abused.
He also faces federal charges in Chicago on child pornography and obstruction, as well as state charges in Illinois and Minnesota. When can we expect another trial?
Well, jury selection is supposed to get underway in the second federal trial in Illinois in late August. What's horrifying about those proceedings is there are five or six underage victims who are going to testify, and they were featured in five or six videos that Kelly made of his abuse of those young girls. There was no video evidence in the Brooklyn trial, 6 or 8 weeks of it. You know, I mean, this isn't done. We've only begun to, in a court of law, see the depth of his crime and abuse. And, you know, I'm certain he'll be convicted there as well, and the sentences will be served consecutively. But even with the 30 years he got today, he'd be 85 before he got out. He's spending the rest of his life in prison.
Jim, thank you very much for joining us and explaining this. I've got to say, just such a devastating story for so many victims.
It
Thank
is.
You.
You bet.
Jim DeRogatis is the music critic and author who broke the R. Kelly story. And if you're in an abusive situation or know someone who is, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.